This is New England Public Media. There's less than 2 weeks left in the legislative session, and Massachusetts lawmakers say they're working hard to pass a bill addressing police accountability. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hey, the Massachusetts House this week plans to take up policing reforms. This after the Senate passed a bill last week. Are the chambers aligned on what needs to be in that bill, and are they likely to come to a deal on this ahead of the deadline?
Well, this has certainly become one of the top priorities on Beacon Hill for the end of the session, and they are really going to work to try and get a deal. And in principle, they are fairly closely aligned. Both the branches, along with Governor Baker, are in support of establishing a new agency, a new commission, that would license police officers across Massachusetts and create a system where police officers could be decertified for misconduct. Both of these bills also put limits on the use of force and ban things like chokeholds. But there are differences between the House and Senate. The bill that was released last night by the House Ways and Means Committee would set up a 7-member police standards and training commission that would be in charge of all of this licensing that is different than the panel that the Senate would set up. They also diverge on the controversial issue of qualified immunity. And though both would limit the legal principle that can shield officers in some cases from having to face civil lawsuits, the House in its bill is proposing to tie it directly to this decertification process where a police officer would lose their so-called qualified immunity if they lose their policing license based on their actions on the job.
There's another big date coming up. That's the expiration of a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures in Massachusetts. That temporary ban expires in less than a month. Governor Baker has authority to extend it in 90-day increments and says he'll make a decision soon. State Attorney General Mara Healey is applying some pressure. So what's the latest?
Yes, the governor says that he is talking with legislators, talking with people in the housing community and local officials to gauge the need for this. But what we're hearing from a lot of people, including the attorney general and housing advocates, who are concerned that as many as 20,000 eviction notices could be filed in housing courts as soon as this expires in August, that there is a real need there during this continuing pandemic to protect homeowners and renters from evictions and foreclosures. Now, the governor has until August 18th to decide whether or not to extend this protection for another 3 months. And he says he will make this decision soon. In the meantime, legislators that are even urging the governor to do this have filed their own legislation that would go even further than the bill that they passed in April, proposing things like rent freeze for a year beyond the public health emergency from COVID.
Over the weekend, you reported on an agreement reached over a long simmering dispute between beer wholesalers and microbrews. What's the bottom line here, and does it affect consumers at all?
The hope would be the consumers wouldn't see any impact at all, except in cases where maybe they'll see more of their favorite local brew on stores when they travel around. The issue here is whether or not a local small craft brewer can sever ties with a distributor. In Massachusetts, once you start working with a distributor or a wholesaler for your beer products for 6 months, you're tied to them for as long as that distributor wants to hold the contract. And some brewers say that their brand, their product, can be backburnered while distributors focus on larger brands and sell into stores. This would create a process after 10 years of fighting between the two sides for a brewer to cut ties with their distributor and go to another one that maybe more understands their brand and can get it on shelves in liquor stores around the state. So we'll see if this can get done in the next 2 weeks as well.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.